Attention James Garner fans and collectors of film and TV memorabilia. Bonhams Auction House will auction select personal items from James Garner for 2 weeks, beginning Monday, June 15th and continuing through Monday, June 29th. Proceeds from all sales from this auction will support the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund. Among the items available between now and June 29th is a golf club presented to Jim by President Bill Clinton. Additional items will be listed soon. See the link to the Bonhams website in the post accompanying this podcast for updates and more information.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, it's Eric Roberts, and you're listening to TV Confidential. Peace out.
Don't get left behind. Take a trip with us today. We will lead you to a land of dreams.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that Hollywood historian Lori Jacobson will join us at the top of the hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, earlier this year, back in February, before the national lockdown, more than 150 people camped out overnight in front of the Funko store on Hollywood Boulevard here in Hollywood so that they could be on hand to see Sid and Marty Krofft receive their star on the world-famous Hollywood Walk of Fame. The star ceremony for Sid and Marty Krofft is the latest event to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Sid and Marty Krofft Productions. The Krofft brothers are celebrating their golden anniversary in television, but they are far from finished. They have created 3 series and 5 pilots over the past 3 years, including Mutton Stuff for Nickelodeon, a remake of Electra Woman and Dinah Girl, which aired on Full Screen from Legendary, and a remake of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, which is currently streaming on Amazon. Back in February 2020, a few days after Washington's birthday, we had a chance to catch up with Marty Krofft, and we began our conversation by telling Marty, on behalf of our listening audience, congratulations on your star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know whether it was your and Sid's idea to have the star in front of the Funko toy store, but having it in front of a toy store just seems very appropriate.
Well, especially Funko. We've been with since the beginning of their inception, about 2006. So we were one of their first clients. So when I went, I talked to Brian Mariotti, who's the boss, and he's the one that's the collector and everything, so he's a special guy. I said, listen, do you want to, you know, sponsor us on the star? They said, yeah, I'll do it. So I said, look, I got a spot across the street from the Chinese Grauman. And then he said, I'm not sponsoring you unless you're in front of our store. So I called up the Hollywood Chamber, Rana, and I said, hey, is there a spot open there? And they said, yeah, right in front of the front door. I said, well, that's a lot better. Because let's face it, this Funko store is going to be the biggest attraction on the street.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Already happening.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I've not been on the boulevard in a couple of weeks, but I will definitely, that'll be one of my first stops next time.
They put millions of dollars into this place.
But
get into. So we have the star.
Mm-hmm.
The store.
You have the star right in front of the store. And folks, if you did not see the live stream of Sid and Marty Krofft receiving their star, you can watch the ceremony in its entirety at walkoffame.com/Sid-Marty-Krofft. walkoffame.com/Sid-Marty-Krofft. Marty Krofft on the line with us. Sid and Marty Krofft celebrating their 50th anniversary in television. They have many things in the works. We're going to talk about some of the other things they got going on in just a second. But first, while we're talking about the star, you mentioned, you know, reaching out to Funko and making the deal. You know, Funko sponsors the star, and then you get the star in front of the store. That's a good example of why you and Sid have always been successful, Marty. You've always known it's wise to partner with talented people, good people, and you know how to work together, and that's especially important in making television.
Look, we're lucky and we're smart. But it always doesn't work. But the one thing we've always done, we treated everybody first class that's ever been in our face. So the thousands and thousands of people that have contributed, as I said that day when we got the star, they own a piece of the star. It's just not for us.
And you can rewatch the ceremony, the star ceremony, Sid and Marty Croft, at walkoffame.com/Sid-Marty-Croft. Of course, one of the fun things about the ceremony is that besides, you know, some of the Sid and Marty Croft alumni actors who have been on your show one way or another, you had live-action figures of Croft characters. You had a live-action...
We had the two stars who we started with in television, Puff and Stuff and Richie Pooh.
Yeah.
We brought them, and that was a good surprise for everybody.
It was a great surprise for everybody because you had live action, you know, figures on your shows, but we don't always see, you know, the live action characters in person. Is that something we might see more of in the future, Marty?
Well, I would hope so. Yeah, I mean, we always do that. You know, just we keep all of our characters alive, and whenever we have the opportunity to take them, you know, with us, we do.
Marty Croft is on the line with us. Marty Croft, Sid and Marty Croft Productions, celebrating their 50th anniversary on television this season. To keep up with Sid and Marty Croft, SidandMartyCroft.com, SidandMartyCroft.com. The Hollywood Museum is planning a big Croft Brothers retrospective exhibit. What can you tell us about that, Marty?
Well, I don't know much about it myself. Yeah, Harlan Bowl, who's our public relations expert, he wants us to do it. And the woman that owns it, I guess, is also on the board of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. I like her. So we'll figure something out. She's got a lot of stuff in there, if you've ever seen it. She's got every movie and television show that's ever been made.
Well, we've had Danelle Dadigan. Danelle Dadigan runs the Hollywood Museum. We've had Danelle on our program many times, Marty, and I've made many trips to the Hollywood Museum, and you're in good hands. You know, she will do you and Sid right.
Oh, yeah, she's first class.
I also understand you have a line of collectible toys in the works. That's relatively new, is it not?
Well, we have them at the Funko. We got all those pops, which... you know, the day of the event, they did real good with the, I don't know how many, we had 500-600 people there when we got the star. So, yeah, we have, you know, actually everything we have going now is with Funko.
Mm-hmm.
So we've stayed right there. So they kind of have us exclusively. So I've got Puff and Stuff, Sigmund, Witchy Poo, the Magic Flute, Freddy, the Magic Flute, and on and on. So there's a lot of stuff coming out, and it's out. A lot of it's already out.
And I would imagine Funko has an online presence, so if you can't make it physically to the store down here in Hollywood, you can purchase some of the Croft merchandise through the Funko website?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's where they do most of their sales, probably.
That website being Funko.com, F-U-N-K-O, Funko.com, where everyone is a fan of something. We're fans of Sid and Marty Croft Productions. Marty Croft is on the line with us. Sid and Marty Croft celebrating their 50th anniversary in television. Earlier this year, Sid and Marty Croft received their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You know, going over my Sid and Marty Croft file, I forgot this. You and Sid, you have like a 90% success rate in getting pilots on the air.
Pretty high. Don't know exactly what the number is, but we've only done about 20 pilots. You got about 17 of them on the air, and about 16, 15 of them were hits. So a batting average is good.
That's
better than Joe DiMaggio.
It's better than Joe DiMaggio. It's better than most other producers ever. I mean, that's an extraordinary success rate. What do you attribute that to?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Whatever we did right. The only thing we did wrong was we shouldn't have spent all our money in the 90s. We'd be living in the south of France now. I have to work, but it's good.
Yeah.
Better to work than to stay home and watch daytime television.
Well, no, because you guys are in good physical condition. You're in good mental condition. You guys are very sharp. And, you know, you've got Mutt and Stuff on Nickelodeon. You've got the new Sigmund on Amazon, and you have other things in the works. So you're always active, and that's what keeps you going.
So everything was good medically, though, until last night when I got a report from my doctor. Only kidding. You know what? It's a listen. You got to just keep working.
Yeah, that's what keeps you going. Now, of course, you and Sid are known for all the children's shows you've done on television. But then in the late 70s, you started branching out into variety shows. What first led you into variety shows?
Well, you know, we were always live performers, so we were always doing live shows with stars, and, you know, and we're the opening act when we started, when my brother started, and then I joined him. So, you know, we decided, look, we'll try something else. Our adults-only puppet show was the first thing that we were well-known for, Les Poupées de Paris. So we started, you know, we said, look, let's give it a shot. To do a variety show. And, of course, Fred Silverman and Michael Eisner at the time were the heads of ABC. So they wanted us to do the Donnie and Marie show. They asked us, you know, what are our ideas? What will we do with it? We came back with the ideas, and they said, okay, go see the kids and see how that all will work. So we had a top 10 show with them first. Then we did Barbara Mandrell a few years later and the Mandrell sisters, and we were top 10 with that. And then we did the Brady Bunch Hours.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other, you know, primetime shows.
Yeah.
We're known for our kids' shows, but the shows that we created and produced in primetime we're known for. But not like we're known for our kids' shows.
Yeah, very much so. But again, I remember watching Donnie and Marie, you know, and I remember watching the Mandrell Sisters. I even remember watching Pink Lady. And to me, the takeaway for Pink Lady is that, you know, you can have all the pieces in place and sometimes it just doesn't work. But you still put together the best show you can possibly put together.
Right. Well, you know, this was an idea that Fred Silverman had. And the first thing I asked him was, do these two Japanese girls speak English? And he said, yes. When they arrived in L.A., they didn't speak English. So we got Jeff Altman to star in it with them. And, you know, there were two girls from Japan. At the time, Iran had all of our hostages.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't help. And then they put us up, NBC put us opposite the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Had no chance.
Yeah, and not only that, they rushed you into production. I mean, if they had given you a fall start date, that would have given you more time, and certainly would have given the Pink Lady, me and Kay, more time to, you know, assimilate English, and so that they understand, so that they could have actually understood, you know.
I hear the truth. They couldn't have ever given us enough time.
Yeah.
This was not an easy project.
Yes, but which goes back to, you do the best you can under the circumstances, and you know, once you put it out there, it's out of your hands, you know, so.
Right.
Although, one final question, then we'll move on. Mark Evanier, who was one of your writers on Pink Lady, he had a couple of great stories about some of the guest stars you got on that show. And again, it's not something you think about, but one of the guest stars you had was Larry Hagman. And I understand he did that show because Sid Caesar was also going to do that show, because Hagman was a fan of Caesar.
Right. That's why he did it. But Larry Hagman even couldn't get our ratings up. Caesar was in all of them, all eight of them, and Sid Caesar was good. He was talented.
Yeah.
Love Sid Caesar. Oh, yeah, we packed that show up with a lot of guest stars, but, you know, it all gets down to whose show it is. If the audience wants to watch that, you'll be successful no matter who you book on the show. So that was a tough one. But people are still talking about it.
People are still talking about it, and you can sample it on DVD. You can, and I think most of the Croft shows are available on home video one way or another. So you can sit, so you can revisit them. That's always cool. Marty Croft is on the line with us, which means right now this is the Marty Croft Show. Sid and Marty Croft are celebrating the 50th anniversary in television. To keep up with Sid and Marty Croft, sidandmartycroft.com. You can watch the star ceremony at walkoffame.com. One of the things you got in the works, it's a traveling pop-up show called The Psychedelic World of Sid and Marty Croft. What can you tell us about that?
Not much, because we're in development.
Okay.
Someone leaked it to you. You got it. First time anybody's hearing about it.
Okay.
We're working on something real special.
All right. Well, hopefully, when you're ready to release it to the public, you'll come back and tell us more about it. Until then, one final question. I read that of all the shows you and Sid have done, I understand that Puff and Stuff and Sigmund are two of your favorites.
Well, absolutely, and Land of the Lost. Of course, I love the Brady Bunch. They've always been interesting to me.
Yeah.
That show just stayed alive. You know, it's just it was one of those iconic shows that never goes away.
And it's fun to watch the Brady Bunch hour because even though they're out of their element, they seem to be having fun doing it, and that comes across
the one they just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they grew up to be nice people, really warm, friendly, really nice people. I really like them. Maureen, Chris, Knight, and Susan Olsen, they were at the gold.
Yeah, the star ceremony.
The star ceremony. They did a nice thing. Everybody said nice things about us. I guess we must be nice to people.
Well, we appreciate you spending part of your day to talk to us, Marty. And when the Hollywood Museum exhibit is ready and when you're able to talk about the traveling pop-up show, I hope you'll come back and visit us again in TV Confidential.
Absolutely. We love you.
To keep up with the world of Sid and Marty Croft, go to sidandmartycroft.com. Laurie Jacobson will join us when we come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Day George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991.
You can listen to this show all over again as a podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, TuneIn, Apple Podcast, and wherever podcasts are found. Best of all, it's free. To subscribe to the TV Confidential podcast, go to the homepage at televisionconfidential.com and click Subscribe Now.
Become a TV Confidential confidant and receive unlimited access to the last 5 years of TV Confidential, plus other members-only content. To find out more, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant. Enter the coupon code CONFIDENTIAL when you sign up and you'll receive $5 off your first month's membership. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, Alexa, play TV Confidential. Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.